Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
There's a lot of questions that I have about the past, and I don't want to hear it from a human. You made it, so you're the last person that I'm ever gonna ask. Tell me what's real, tell me what's fake. Why is everything about you a debate? What's the point of love? Every time I showed it, I was broken, and it's supposed to be just the only one I hate. Why the only one you but multiple religions? Why does every conversation end in a division? Why does everybody want to tell us how to live, but they won't listen to the same damn message that they give us? Tell me how to feel, tell me what's wrong. I tried to call, pick up the phone, I'm on my own. Everybody says you coming back to man, why the hell's it taking so long? Why do I hurt? Why is there pain? Why does everything good always have to change? Why does everybody try to profit off another man's work and destroy it just for monetary gain? Tell me, are you black or are you white? I don't even really care, I just really want to know what's right. They've been saying one thing, but I've been looking in the book, and it seems like they've been lying for my whole damn life. Tell me where I'm going. Is it heaven or hell? I just hope this message greets you well. Had a dream that I was walking with the devil. Don't remember how it feels, but I swear that I remember the smell. Looked me right into my eye and told me everything I wanted could be mine if I gave up and decided to sell. But I said I'd rather die than get mine. Now I'm here, no fear, one man with a story to tell. Dear God, where were you when I needed it? When I fucked up and repeated it? When they set the bar and I exceeded it? My life is like a book that they've been judging by a cover, but have never took the time to fucking read the shit. I remember telling you my goals and my dreams, but you didn't even answer, so I guess you didn't believe in it. I remember sitting with a gun to my head trying to ask you for some. I don't want religion, I need that spirituality. I don't want a church, I need people to call a family. I don't want to tell my sins to another sinner just because he's got a robe and he went to some academy. I don't want to read it in the book, I want to hear it from you. Don't want to learn it in my school because they hiding the truth. Don't want to talk about it to another fucking human being, and that's the only reason that I even kept this. Dear God, how do I take this darkness and turn it into light? How do I believe in a concept where I speak to a man I've never seen with my own two eyes? How do I know that religion wasn't made just to separate the world and create a whole disguise just to keep us in these chains while the rich get richer and the poor pray to you and perpetuate a lie? How do I know this ain't some big joke? How can I have faith when there is no hope? How the hell does one man have $100 million and we still have people on the street that are broke? There's a lot of things I want to talk about and get off my chest. I can't sleep because the devil won't let me rest. I used to know a fucking pastor in a church and I can still hear the screams of the kids even fucking molest. Dear God! I'm supposed to fear you, but you ain't said shit, so maybe it's you who actually fears me. I don't know the answer, I just want to see it clearly. So many lies and a thousand different theories. All I want to know is who really made religion, because I know it wasn't you, but don't nobody believe me. No more lies, no more death. Bring back King, bring back X. Please, dear God, let their soul rest. Protect who's left and watch their death. Dear God, I don't want to have to ask you again. I just hope that you know that I'm still a believer, so I'll end this all by saying amen.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I first want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 42 countries around the globe that tunes in. And I haven't checked it yet. Maybe the number is higher, but I know last time I checked, it was 42 countries, and I appreciate them. And I want to say hi to my co-host before we bring on our guests. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. Happy Groundhog Day. I guess we're going to get an early spring, they say, or the groundhog said, whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, that groundhog better be glad he's not near my house because my next-door neighbors, they out there shooting squirrels. I kept saying, what's all this gun popping off? So I went over there to introduce myself, and he apologized for the shooting. He said he shoots squirrels. I said, for what? He said, I eat them. I said, my Lord. I said, you can have that. You can have that. Some people, you never know.
I don't, yeah, that's true. You never know what they eat. No.
Exactly. Yeah, but he eats the squirrels. These small little cute little cutty little things running across his telephone wires and up the tree, and they're small. So what kind of a meal are you going to get to take their life? But, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, I eat neck bones, and they ain't much meat either. But without further ado, our beautiful guest, Mercedes S. Brown, baby. She's going to bless us. She's going to talk about safe talk with the Bible. And her book is a testament of her dedication to spreading positivity and providing support to those in need with her insightful recommendations and engaging storytelling. So she invites the readers on a transformative journey of laughter, empowerment, and renewed hope. And we need some of that. Some of y'all don't have any hope, so it can't be renewed. So y'all can get some hope, and the world's got hope that needs renewed because it got stale with it. This is what you need to do. She's going to tell you how to get her book, baby. You know, and further ado, how you doing, Mercedes?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys so much for having me. I feel honored.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, you honor us by being here. So tell us about your journey from growing up, being a Christian, however long that took, before you decide, okay, I need to help somebody else with the book called Safe Talk. I like that title, Safe Talk. So, you know,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure. So I grew up in the projects of Roxbury, Massachusetts. So I didn't really have the easiest life. It wasn't a lot of like finances and, you know, the toughest school. So it wasn't easy to kind of keep my faith and keep my positivity, but I really just didn't want to give up on that. So I just made sure that I continue to pray and be positive and just really ask God, you know, what am I good at? What can I do, you know, to make a difference in this world? And that's where I came up with the idea. Well, actually, God gave me the vision to actually create Safe Talk Bible because I wanted to create something positive actually for other people. I actually didn't do it for me. I wanted to just, you know, because really just press on mental health, and I just really wanted to just touch on that because it's such a sensitive topic, and I wanted to express that to make it pretty much be open and out there because we're not really talking about that as much, and I know that it's a big deal, and we struggle so much with life challenges and, you know, just our religion and praying and being positive because we just get so many obstacles in life and hardships. So I just wanted to create something to keep people fighting, you know, to be strong every day and be positive and stay spiritual and keep praying.
Well, you know, something to say is I've never been to Massachusetts, but, you know, and, you know, I guess every state has an element of crime and issues and stuff. But when I think of the word Massachusetts, you know, way up north, I always thought that that was like a low-key kind of state, you know, but you just said you're looking at projects, you know, I guess they got them everywhere because I know I'm from Baltimore and everybody know how they be gang banging and how they be doing it in Baltimore. They say be more, well, you got to be more careful, and that's true. So I'm just surprised that you said you grew up in that kind of environment. So I'm glad that you had the epiphany that God was talking to you to write this book, Safe Talk. Now, when you say Safe Talk, is it geared for young people or all ages?
All ages, really. It kind of stemmed from, I started a platform where I started to do YouTube series where I wanted it to be a safe space. So that's where Safe Talk came from. I wanted people to be able to vent and have a listening ear, because it's one thing to have a conversation with someone and they talk over you and they're not hearing you and they're not understanding your feelings or they're judging you. And I wanted to just create something where people are not judging you. They're supporting you. We have resources to help you. And, you know, people are actually listening to you and wanting to support you. And then the Bible, you know, I was just so big on my faith, and I really didn't want to leave God out. So that's where I kind of blended the Safe Talk Bible and made the book.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Chris ask you a question, but I got a great question I'm going to ask you after you get his question out. Go ahead, Chris.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Mercedes, I think it's a great idea that you've created this thing called Safe Space Bible, because I've heard people have, you know, people say safe space for many years. So I was just curious, what, like, where do you go, or who do you talk to for, like, a safe space?
I actually, well, with Safe Talk, with the platform, what I call it, we call each other safers. So I actually will go to God, or I will go to my mom, but actually, like, I'm not one that's above the Safe Talk community. Like, I go to them as well. We go to each other, and we help each other, and we build each other up. I have, like,
great.
So many different safers and, like, Trinidad or New Jersey, just all over, and it's just so wonderful to just meet, you know, different people that are going through the same things, and it's just a community, and it just feels so great to just have people just, like, I'm here for you, I hear you, and it's just wonderful. People that I can't wait to meet, you know, to this day, and I'm working so hard to, like, save my money, because I actually want to visit all of these people and do workshops and meet them and, you know, provide little gifts and goodies and things like that. So I'm definitely super, super excited. So I go to them, they go to me, we go to each other. We're just a really big community.
Well, Mercedes, I have a question. Now, you know,
sure.
People, they don't understand when I have biblical questions, because Ben, my father was a minister, my grandfather was a minister, my daughter is a minister, my mother praise warrior. I was a Bible school teacher for 12 plus years, you know, and the most of my cousins are all ministers, you know. So I was raised in that mysterious kind of environment, and I don't be like some people where they act like the preacher on the podium, you know, they can't wait to kiss up to them because they think that he got some connection that they don't have. We all got a main line to God. It's called the Bible. But, you know, what I saw in the home environment, I saw the frailty of the human being and what they went through. And all the other people see, the congregation, is the person dressed up over top of the podium trying to share the good news with them, and they feel like they are beyond reproach, and they're not, because they have the same issues attacking them like we do, because people, well, not people, Satan is trying to attack any and everybody who's trying to live right, because the ones who aren't living right, those are his followers. He ain't got to deal with that. So he's trying to knock a Christian down. And see, my thing is that people think that I don't ever have biblical questions because I'm so immersed around the Bible. But there's a question that no one to date has really gave me clarification that I can put my teeth in. And I know the Bible talk about Adam and Eve and then the kids, you know, Cain, Abel, Seth, and so forth. But, and when they got rid of Cain and he went to the city of Nod where he found his wife, so are you telling me that Adam and Eve was the ones that the Bible talk about? Why they didn't talk about the people that was on the earth as well in the city of Nod, and was they unsavory, is why they was never in the Garden of Eden, only the three, you know, Adam and Eve and her children, two children at the time.
That's
what I said.
Difficult question. That is so difficult. I am trying to put the words together. I'm actually curious about that. Well, as well, and I don't have the answer for that, but that is a good question. Like,
well,
why
anytime you find the answer to that, feel free to call me back, you know, after the show, next day. Because, you know, when I ask people, sometimes people think that I'm just trying to be controversial. You know better because you raised up in the church. Yes, I was. But all these old religious people, you know, they kind of diss me when I try to get deep. Because if I get deep, my solidification in the Bible is stronger. So I can share more, but I can't share more when I can't answer questions. And the people that I go to who is well-versed and in the theologian schools and all this other stuff, if you can't answer my questions, how can I help somebody when you can't answer my questions? Because they got questions for me as well when they approach me, and I ain't trying to look stupid. I don't know.
Right, exactly, and I feel like all we have is just the Bible and how it's written, and we all have so many questions and why certain things aren't included, but it's like that's just like the book that we have, and we just have to kind of pray to God and, you know, see if he sends us those answers, you know, through vision.
Yeah, through vision and maybe through Mercedes, because so far people I've been asking, I've been getting nothing. I've been getting a bone. I ain't got no meat on it. So nothing I can get my my teeth into. I'm just saying, you know, I'm like, and I'm not really trying to be controversial. I just want to know for me.
Right, exactly.
Well, since you can't answer my question, I'll let Chris have another whack at you.
Yeah, well, Mercedes, my next question is regarding your book, Safe Space Bible. And my question is, what has the greatest response been regarding your book? Like the greatest review, the greatest feedback?
Chris, excuse me. I want you to repeat that first, but I want to tell you, it's not called Safe Space Bible. It's called Safe Talk Bible. Okay, now you can
ask
the question.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
That's okay. I think the greatest joy came from it was I didn't have any negative feedback, and I know it's such, you know, a hard thing to put out there because people will think like, oh, you know, you're trying to do certain things with Christianity or prophet, and it's like not like that at all. My Safe Talk Bible book is actually completely different. I actually created scriptures myself. And I actually,
really?
I would talk to God, and me and God actually wrote the book together. So when it came to like negative feedback, or if it would ever come my way, it wouldn't affect me because we did it together. And I've had, you know, just nothing but just positivity. It made people laugh. It made people feel good. They were going and review it. I just got nothing but positive feedback. It was very different. It was very urban. It was very me. And it was very, like, just what we face in, like, the world today and, like, what we go through. And so it wasn't for, like, a certain age bracket. It was for everybody. Mm. It has certain things and certain references in there. It has, like, personal stories about me. It has real-life topics and has, you know, just different advice just for me, even, you know, being, like, a life coach and, you know, just positive scriptures that I actually created myself. So the positivity was actually overwhelming, and it made me really, really happy.
Oh, that's good.
Well,
yeah, Safe Talk Bible. I apologize.
Sure.
Well, I got a question. Yeah. Well, Mercedes, you wrote your own scriptures, and I, you know, people know about Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, and you know Proverbs and straight throughout the Bible. So, what you got a chapter called Mercedes 1, chapter 1, verses 13. I mean, how you got yours in there, your scripture?
It's so different. It's like when you read the back, you're like, oh, my God, I have to open a book to see. And actually, like, when you see my table of contents, it's actually, like, things we're going through today. It's, like, struggling and, you know, being alone, walking away, fake friends and haters and small-minded people. It's, like, different things that we face today, and I kind of molded it and wanted to incorporate God, so I kind of did my own thing with it.
Well, I definitely y'all get a copy of the book, darling, you know.
It's not what you think. When you hear a Safe Talk Bible, you're thinking, oh, man, is this going to be like another version of the Bible? Nope, this is real life what we are all going through because it's for everyone. I want everyone to, even if they're feeling their downest moments, like if you can just smile for a second, if you can just have a little piece of joy, that means a lot to me.
It does. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have your book handy by any chance?
I do not, but any questions you have, I can answer.
Okay, because one of the questions was, well, give me a hypothetical thing in your table of contents, you know, that you can share, like one of the point of views, like, you know, like, for instance, Tito Jackson just died, you know, from the Jackson 5 family. What mm-hmm. do you tell a person that's grieving? I mean, how do you tell them, you know, how to get past it?
I would push on strength and just try to, you know, like, you know, be in your feelings, you know, go through those motions, but push every day. You know, life is still here, and these people don't want you to be broken down and sad, and I want them to know that, you know, that person is in a better place, and they want you to be happy. They want you to be smart. They want you to smile. You know, they don't want you to, you know, spend your days just being broken and just falling apart. Like, they want the joy of it, because life is unpredictable. You know, they want you to excel. All of our family, all of our friends, everyone that loves us always wants us to be great and to be happy.
Yeah, well, Mercedes, you know, I don't go with the adage that you're in a better place, because some people, depending on how they live their life, you know, they could be murderers or whatever. You know, they can't be going the same place I'm trying to go, because I don't need them in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell people, yeah, what I tell people that passed, you know, got members, family, or friends that passed, I say, well, darling, this is only my opinion. I said, but what I would suggest to you is, however long it takes you to get over it, then you do. I said, because a lot of people try to push it down your throat that, okay, the funeral is over, it's been 2 weeks now, get over it. No, because they don't mm-hmm. have a connection that you have with that person. I said, if it takes you a long time to get over it, fine. I said, but my suggestion to you is keep talking to that person, because I believe, I'm not sure because I ain't passed on yet, but I believe that they can hear you wherever they are, you know, and you can ask God to
Yeah, and it's
you,
not easy. You just got to take it one day at a time. Yeah, you got to do one day at a time at your own pace. It's not a race, you know. You just got to do your journey, you know, on your own time and get through it the best that you can, and you can go at your own pace. There's no rush for any of it.
Yeah, because
you
I heard
gotta get
one
up
of my relatives, yeah, before, people saying, oh, my goodness, it's been months now. She act like she's a girl, but mind your business, because you don't have the connection they had, you know. I don't care if it takes a year. You know, it could have been a loving, close connection that, you know, it's just hard to miss that space that was occupied. But I tell people that's out there listening, this is only from Terry Lyle's handbook. This is not safe talk. This is Terry mental thinking. Anybody that you are dealing with in life now, whether they're sick or healthy, take a lot of videos with your phone, because what I found out when my mom died, you know, I was sad. But because I looked at those videos, I had joy, because in her own voice, I heard her telling me that she loved me, you know, and it made things better. I thank Jesus for her being the right mother for me, you know, and I said, give her a hug and a kiss and tell her, go ahead, you know, and make the plans because I'm coming, and tell people to treat it like they on a vacation, the ones who's passed on, but you're going to see them if you're trying to do right down here. And that's just my, you know, way I think how to do stuff.
Mhm.
Yeah, but Chris got another doozy for a question for you. You know, I'm just, playing his backup team. I'm his wing person.
Yep. Yeah. Well, my next question, Mercedes, is, you know, I doing research for the show and going to your website, safetalkbible.com. I was your resume of sorts is very impressive, but you know, at your age, is there anything that you want to do that you've yet haven't done?
Become a millionaire.
I definitely want to create another book, because I never even thought in a million years that I would even be an author, and the way that everything just came to me and the idea to do it, and it's like there's no like way that I can put this. Like, I really just had a vision from God, and I just kind of rose up like a robot, and I just followed his way, and I just got on my laptop and I just wrote. So I look forward to more visions from God. But I think something else that I would want to do, I want to be able to start at least like some workshops in like different states.
Oh,
you know,
right.
With the neighbor. So I want to be able to, you know, raise money to travel and actually be able to be, you know, in front of, you know, these people, even if they aren't safers, just everyone, you know, that can relate to, like, just different things with mental health and different life issues and things like that. And we actually, you know, get together and build each other up and just, you know, have conversations and just get support from one another. So that would definitely be one of my things, probably a second book, and to be able to travel and just, like I said, just do different workshops and meet with everyone and just, you know, connect and stay connected.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How much do your books cost?
It's $30 on Amazon.
$30 on Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
You look at a whole bunch of pages, don't you?
Yeah, I got about 19 chapters in there, and I do have an ebook as well that I have for $9.99. Where you have the digital version and PDF.
Okay. You know, it seems like we're running out of time so fast. We got 4 minutes left on the clock. So,
oh my God!
Is there anything?
Yeah, they went
fast, didn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
I love you guys' personalities. It's awesome. You guys blend so well. And these are really great questions.
Thank you.
And I'm not even going to lie. That question that you asked me, I'm going to go into some deep thought about that because I really I'm going to have a conversation like with God, Miss Terry, because I want to answer that question for you. I'm determined to get an answer for you now.
I appreciate that because I've been asking that question for years, and I have not been satisfied. You know, people try to, you know, shut me down because they think that if you come from a religious background, how dare you sit there and keep trying to ask questions that try to create a problem. I'm not trying to create a problem. I'm trying to create clarity in my mind because if I don't have clarity, how am I supposed to share stuff to other people?
Exactly, absolutely not. And when I wrap up with this, like, I want you, if you can email me that question, like, I'm going to treat this like an assignment. I'm going to bust my laptop open. I'm going to think about what you said. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to answer that question. And I promise you, when I come back on the show, I'm going to have that answer for you.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, Chris got something to tell you that we always tell the guests that we like, but we don't like all of them. Some of them are pain in the butt. You know, some people get on there, and then it's hard to get them to talk, like pulling teeth, and they just sitting there dormant, or, you know, I said, oh, no, or they want to be controversial and try to be attacking people. No, you're not going to do that, monster. You're not going to put nobody down. You know, people call in and try to intimidate my guest. It ain't happening. I got a big old mouth. You heard me?
And I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, Shemaine on Mars, man.
Somebody got to ask these questions. I'm glad you're doing it, and I'm glad you threw that out there. That needs to get out there more, you know. We need to spread this around because that is a great question, and I think we should come together on one. Let's all figure this out because that is an amazing question.
Yeah, so I definitely want to know. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, as you were saying, what I always tell our guests is your family. I didn't get to say that.
Yeah. So, yeah. So once you're on here, you can always come back. And
yeah,
now
I
we're down to 90
to
seconds.
Back.
Oh, sure. Just give me a call.
No.
You know, you got my phone number, or Just Saying can give it to you, and call me directly, you know. And you make it happen.
That's
awesome. I'll get you back, baby.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll talk to you real soon, darling.
Awesome, awesome. So good to meet you guys. And thanks to everyone for tuning in.
Same here, baby. Same here. You have a good one now.
You too.
And
you all stay blessed.
All right, you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.